The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's On Your Mind. We're coming to you from the Ram Coda Hotel in Bismarck today, day number two of our broadcast from the Lignite Energy Council. And yesterday we didn't get a chance necessarily because of our interesting conversation with Congressman Mike Rogers, and I'd love to hear your feedback about that interview. If you heard it today, heard a lot of feedback from folks that were in attendance here at the meeting, coming and on their way to the meeting, in hearing that interview, saying, wow, did I learn a lot about the threat from ISIS, but it didn't allow us a lot of time to talk about, obviously, coal and the Lignite Energy Council meeting and sort of the future of energy development in North Dakota. So today we'll spend a little time talking about the moral case for fossil fuels. Yeah, I know that sounds like, well, what are you trying to say? How in the world can you make a moral case for fossil fuels? But you really can. And a fellow that does it well is Alex Epstein. He is the founder and director of the Center for Industrial Progress. He's going to join us on the program today to talk about literally the moral case for fossil fuels. He spoke yesterday specifically about coal-based electricity and how, really this is he actually was in New York City recently with the a demonstration with the crazy environmentalists and went out literally with a T-shirt on that said, I love fossil fuels. That sounds like, putting a target on your back like there's no other. But, really makes a profound case for this. As I say, he's written a book that's not out yet, but will be out. But, he makes the case that there are, less people have died as a result of fossil fuel development. I mean, it's improved lives, and yet you have an extreme group of environmentalists who really make the case against it. So looking forward to that part of the conversation today on the program. Looking forward to that. And then we'll be joined later in the program by a fellow by the name of Charles McConnell. He is now at the Energy and Environment Initiative at Rice University. And he has been a member of the Obama administration, so we're going to talk a little bit about the regulation and the onslaught of attack that's come from the EPA on current coal plants, on future coal plants, and really making this very difficult to happen. We started a conversation yesterday we really didn't finish that I wouldn't mind spending a little time with the audience on today, specific to the question of coal and cheap electricity. And again, we create a lot of it here in North Dakota. We export most of it because we're an energy exporter, right? We're exporting, in our case, a lot of energy to Minnesota, as an example. And you have Minnesota co-op utilities that own power generation and coal-fired plants in North Dakota that are up against this assault against folks in Minnesota who just don't like it. And my belief is if actually we got down to the consumer level, not the politicians, not the Mark Dayton Democratic leadership or the extreme environmentalists in Minnesota, but just down to the consumer level and ask this very basic, simple question. Would you be willing to pay more for electricity? Would you be okay with your bill, your electricity bill that comes from Xcel Energy or Otter Tail Power or, MDU, whoever it comes from, Cass County Electric or any of the number of rural electric co-ops out there? Would you be okay for it to be more expensive as long as, you'd be willing to pay a green agenda a premium? Because that's what I think is missing from this whole debate with the consumer. I don't think the consumer is okay. I don't think the consumer cares. I think you have a really small group of very loud activists who have put forward a lot of false information about coal, for instance, and CO2 and global warming and all their crazy theories, and say, this is going to ruin the planet, therefore we have to go green, and have done very little in the way of educating the public on what that would cost. And there were big pushes on this in Europe. I mean, Germany's gone away from it, Australia's gone away from it, because it's a pig and a poke, it doesn't work. I want to find the person out there that's okay with paying more to go green, because I don't think that describes the average consumer. I think the average consumer can see the progress that's being made we have some of the cleanest air in America right here in North Dakota coexisting with coal-fired power plants. We've proven it. We've also, by the way, taken CO2 and done some really neat things with carbon capture that is a game changer as well. I'm not so sure CO2 is the boogeyman everybody thinks it is. Anyway, I want your take on that. I wouldn't mind that being part of our discussion today, along with all the other news of the day as well. Have we settled Legging Gate? Did we come up with a name for that, Todd? Yesterday we had a little bit of a conversation about...
Nothing wrong with Legging Gate, I guess. That pretty much says it, doesn't it?
There's a new name, though. It wasn't Legging. What was it that was emerging yesterday?
Oh, boy. I don't remember.
Yeah, I forget, but I was calling it yoga pants. That's the one term I'm looking for. Are these... Is that what they technically banned, yoga pants?
Yoga pants gate is too long. Legging gate is shorter.
Yeah, because are yoga pants and leggings the same thing?
Right. Yeah, they both look horrendous on me, so no problem.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I hear you. Anyway, listen, in case you missed this whole debate, the Devil's Lake School set up some standards and said basically that you can't wear... those kind of pants. I said yesterday I supported. Todd said he supported. There was a little bit of a debate on whether or not they erred in how they used the image of Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman in saying this is what we don't want you to look like, and whether it was suggesting that kids were dressing like ladies of the evening. To be PC again. Anyway, just a couple of topics there.
Wow,
more.
That's 2 days in a row you've been PC. That's got to be a first.
I'm very sorry. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hinnon. We are coming to you live and direct from the Lignite Energy Council. Quick shout-out to all the good folks that stopped by yesterday to say hi, introduce themselves. And I did say, look, if you're a K-Fire 550 listener, KCJB listener, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, KLTC, you listen to the program, you stop by the Ramcota in Bismarck today, unhappily autograph a copy of the book. And I did for a bunch of folks who were good listeners and really got some fun feedback. So thank you to all those folks who stopped by. Have a few more today if you want to stop by before the end of the program. And by the way, I'll bring some tomorrow to Hustfest as we'll be broadcasting live from Minot and the North Hustfest. I'm trying to get Williams and Rhea on the program because I want to laugh tomorrow. Don't know if we've secured that yet, but we're working on it. So anyway.
Had Williams on yesterday on the K-Fire Cafe on K-Fire 550. And yes, he is tremendous.
See, I want them together. I don't want one or the other. I got to have both together.
Reed kind of blew us off, and they did. To their credit, they did kind of apologize on stage for that. He just totally kind of lost track of time. So get him a couple of alarm clocks if you do get them.
Exactly right. But we'll be there tomorrow. Stop by the Touchstone Energy booth and say hi. Looking forward to it. Here's the telephone numbers to join the program today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a different opinion on the whole yoga pants, leggings controversy, Legging Gate. Craig sends a note saying, I believe there are so many other issues we should be focused on instead of this. This seems a bit ridiculous, and comparing our children to whores and hookers is totally uncalled for and responsible. I assume he's, again, saying that that's what the school is doing and using that image of Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman. I believe that when looking at anyone, it's in the eye of the beholder. And if you're looking at these young girls in yoga pants as prostitutes, you may need to consider getting some help. Whether or not these girls are wearing yoga pants or simply have a good shape showing through their clothes, it's natural for young boys to be excited, and I don't believe that by getting rid of yoga pants, you're going to stop that. If I'm not mistaken, God placed Adam and Eve in the garden totally naked. We shouldn't look at our bodies as shameful, but should educate our kids, make that all people, to respect others regardless. There are places in this world that would have these young ladies wear burkas and cover their faces to keep individuals from desiring these young ladies. I don't think we would want to go there. As you say, many times when overreach is legislated or enforced in places like a school or work, it's a slippery slope, and one person's opinion should override the public good. Now, I'm not saying that wearing yoga pants is a public good, but I don't believe that it's harming society either. Worry about teaching our children and not what they're wearing. If you don't like it, you do have a choice, and you can either attend a school with that policy or teach at a school with that policy. As parents, we should have the ability to decide how our kids are presenting themselves. There are times I fight with my child as to how they look, whether sloppy, messy, or too much makeup, or not warm enough. When my kids did go to a private school, it did make it easier, as I didn't have to fight certain fights, however. However, I don't believe it allowed for individuality either. If a child is dressing inappropriately, I believe that a conversation with the parents might be appropriate, but developing a policy that affects everyone who is managing yoga pants appropriately should be allowed to continue to do so. Maybe I'm simply overregulated and constantly being told what to do, and I, for one, am tired of the squeaky wheel continuing to get the grease. Interesting take on that story. I would again say I hope it doesn't require yoga pants for a child or a student to be...
Or maybe everybody should wear yoga pants, and then everybody will be on a level playing field.
To express their, you know, individuality. Should that have to happen through clothes, through what they wear? I don't get that. That's why I'm an advocate anyway of school uniforms. And again, I think perfect world, I'd agree with Craig. Parents should have the ability to decide how their kids look and whether that's appropriate or not. I think the school system, especially the public school system, would tell you, hello. You know, there's a large percentage of you know, relationships between parent and child that obviously are not to the point where that happens. So therefore, that's why the rule in this case is necessary, and I don't know about you, but I think that's why we elect a school board. So I continue to stand with the school up in Devil's Lake on this particular issue. But a little follow-up on yesterday. We asked the question, what's on your mind? Because we want to know whether it's that or anything. Call us, 800-228-0550. Let's talk.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I don't get it. What is it?
You don't know what this is.
Well, you know, ZZ Top. I get that. I'm trying to remember the connection. She's got legs. Oh, she's got legs. I get it. Okay, leggings, got it. You're just See, Todd, you run at the 30,000-foot level. I'm like at the 3,000-foot level. So you got to understand, it's just the capacity you have to connect those dots. I'm just not there, right?
Stick with me. I'll teach you everything I know.
There you go. Anyway, back on the program. By the way, we have Ebola going to the next level. We have the Secret Service Director resigning. I heard a great line. I forget what it was from. It was in Fox and Friends this morning. One of the comedians last night said, you know, she really hated to resign because, you know, she's going to miss the White House. But then she remembered she can go to the White House anytime she wants. Just jump the fence. Bada boom. That was pretty good. But anyway, that's a crazy situation. 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind. By the way, Williams and Reed confirmed together tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Both of them together. So I can hardly wait to laugh live from Hustvest. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Mary Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday when you were talking first about this leggings issue, and I just wanted to relay a story. My husband likes to get his haircut at the local hairstyling college here in Bismarck, and last winter I accompanied him one time, and it seemed like just about all the students in that there that day cutting hair were wearing leggings and maybe some kind of boots, and most of them were wearing those longer tunic tops. So all in all, it didn't look too bad, but there were a few that had those leggings on and were wearing the shorter tops, and they definitely shouldn't have been. I don't care what size they were physically. Anyway, the one gal had undergarments on underneath, and you could obviously tell it. And another gal didn't have undergarments underneath, and you could still obviously tell it, and it was just downright embarrassing. So whatever Devil's Lake is doing, good for them. I would hope more schools would do it. Personally, if they want to wear the long tunic tops with them, it's not quite so bad. But when you get the ones that don't know the difference between long and short and whatever, and not long after
right.
that.
And that becomes, there's that slippery slope. I completely agree. Mary, interesting story. Thanks for sharing. Glad you're listening on 550 K-Fire. AM 1100 is where Jared and Minto is listening, and we're glad. And I got distracted momentarily there thinking about Minto and the chili feed. You guys do it right in Minto, don't you, Jared?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm actually calling. Yesterday, a woman called in and said that when they used the Pretty Woman video, they didn't use it to say you look like a prostitute or anything like that. They used it to show the reaction, how people react to people being dressed like that. And I was just wondering if that was actually how they used it, or did they say you're dressing like prostitutes, or did they just use the video to show how people react to how people are dressed?
You know, it's a good question, Jared. I don't know. And, you know, really, part of me says, who cares? I mean, the fact that that's the controversial piece of this is just dumb. It's a school district making a decision about how their students behave in the classroom, obviously related to their wearing, and good point. I mean, if they use Pretty Woman to say, here's why this is a distraction, because whether you know it or not, this is what is going to happen when you wear that kind of clothing, I would call that a teaching moment, is what I would call it. Right.
Yeah. And I have school boards have the right to do whatever they want. I mean, parents can go in and go to the meetings, and they can change things if they want to. I like it being on the local level. Just feel like it's been all blown out of proportion by people trying to say, well, they're telling these kids they look like prostitutes, when I don't think that that's the direction that they were going in at all. They were just trying to show how people react when they see people dressed like that. And like you said, a learning moment, a teaching moment.
Yes, I think that's what a school's for. So, you know, however they use it, the fact that that's caused some people to you know, push back against this is silly. It's a national story, believe it or not. I mean, like, hello. So, Jared, appreciate the comment. Thanks for listening. Hope things are great in Minto. Can't wait to get back up in that neck of the woods. Oakwood in the taco bar has they have a taco night, Todd, Wednesday nights in Oakwood. North Dakota. Like, unbelievable. Not far from Minto there. Love our fans up there in Hoople and Grafton and Minto, and glad you're listening. Thanks a ton. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? Sally, Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100. Go.
Hi. I kind of agree with what they're doing, but it's too bad it's not the parents doing it instead. But I'll tell you what, I have another suggestion. I think these kids that come to school wearing Mao T-shirts or Che Guevara T-shirts, et cetera, ought to be brought up to the front of the class and told, okay, tell the class why you admire Mao. Tell us all about Mao. You know, maybe the class doesn't know that he was responsible for the genocide of more people than Hitler. You know, the ignorance. These kids run around wearing these T-shirts about people they know nothing about, or if they do, maybe they should get their heads examined for wearing T-shirts and making heroes of them. I agree that we should have standards in the schools. If parents don't have the responsibility or don't care what the kids are doing, then maybe then the schools have to do something. But I also, with regard to this whole issue whatever you want to call transgender participation in school sports, I just think it's time to go back to where girls were raised to be young ladies and boys were raised to be young gentlemen.
How do we do
that?
I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't either. What would be your...
Well, at least we could start with a political T-shirt and say, okay, tell us about this guy. If you don't know anything about him, maybe you want to find out before you...
No.
Run around.
I mean, you got a good point there. I'm going to your other point, though, about teaching, you know, ladies to be ladies and men to be men. And I think it's a parent thing, and I don't disagree with you, then you wouldn't have to do this. The point is, you do now. It doesn't happen in every case, but I'm with you. But that's like turning back the clock to, you know, Howard and Marion Cunningham at the table in Milwaukee, you know, for Happy Days. I'd love to do it. I just want to know how we get there. Thanks for the call, Sally. Got to keep moving. Terry Bismarck on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Terry. You're up.
Yep. The reason this leggings issue has become a national issue. Remember the shell game with, you know, the pee and three shells? You probably don't remember.
I remember the game. Yeah, it was like a half a peanut shell or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. See, let's hide the real issues and go pick on some little state issue. And then we can hide the real issues and make you keep guessing. That's really why this is a national issue, to take the focus off of all the important things that are happening, and that way they can keep themselves out of trouble. It's just a shell game with information, and as long as people are uneducated and uninformed, they'll fall for that little peanut game every time.
Sure. Thanks, Terry.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Scott decided he's going to take a stroll. I think he's looking to see if anybody there happens to be wearing leggings. Perhaps not.
Hey there. No, I'm not. I'm not wearing leggings. I just was okay, trying to round up our next.
No, I know you're not wearing leggings. I just thought maybe you were surveying around there or something.
Excuse me? Serving in leggings or what are you talking about?
Surveying.
Oh, surveying. I see. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Serving.
Anyway, I hope this whole leggings thing goes away, quite honestly.
Well, sooner or later, it's going to be too cold.
Exactly. Anyway, back to more of your calls on that. One of the callers previous to the last one we were chatting with, Sally, I believe, was in Grand Forks, mentioned the whole transgender issue up in Minnesota. I mean, there's another major, major issue that we should spend some time on. This program is called What's on Your Mind, so whatever it is that is on your mind. Today, coal is on my mind, and specifically coal keeping the lights on. And I really think we need a conversation with consumers. Now, forget the environmental activists to the left. That would sort of be the for lack of a better term, Dakota Resource Council, Ryan Taylor, Daryl Dorgan sort of wing in North Dakota, at least. In Minnesota, there's a whole much larger cabal of that viewpoint. And even take the folks on the other extreme side politically that would be, for lack of a better term, right-wing extremists, okay? I don't know who that would fairly describe. Let's just have a conversation with consumers and say, here's the deal. Would you be willing to pay more if your electricity was not generated by coal? And I honestly think the vast majority of consumers will go, no, right? I mean, envision a gas pump. And if you're at a gas pump and the price of gas is $2.50 for regular gasoline, okay, like the vast majority of folks would use regular gasoline, okay, and it's $2.50, and we say, but you can pay $4 and it doesn't have any of that terrible coal in it. How many people do you think would take the $4 gallon of gas? Yeah, exactly. 0.5%. And this is what drives me crazy about this whole debate. And it also, again, suggests that somehow coal isn't clean. When you look at the billions and billions of dollars that have been put into this industry and technology and how that is advancing, what you find out is you have a group of folks who really don't want coal. They don't want fossil fuels. They want a utopia that will cost the American consumer a lot more. And I just hope that the American consumer will wake up and then all that will quickly change. change, which is one of the reasons I spent yesterday and today at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. And Mac McClellan is the chairman of the board for Lignite Energy Council. He's also with a wholesale power entity known as Minkota Power. And Mac, it's nice to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you today, Scott?
Good. I know you don't have a lot of time. You're in the middle of a meeting, but I appreciate you stopping by to chat with us for a couple of minutes here to visit a little bit about this, because I think it's an important topic. First of all, the theme of the conference is coal keeps the lights on, literally and figuratively. Talk about why that's the theme for this conference.
Absolutely. So if you think about the upper Midwest, where we are all around the U.S., coal plays a big part of keeping the lights on, literally there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so plays a vital part, not just in the economics of North Dakota, which is a big part of what it does as well, but economics of a 12-state region. It's affordable. It's allowed us to be able to grow and prosper. So it does keep the lights on. It's not that renewables or others don't play their role, but they aren't 24/7. They aren't 365. And so it's a little bit about trying to get people to understand how coal plays a role, what it should play a role as we continue into the future. And if you look at even the administration or any element of the industry, with the exception of maybe those that you described earlier who don't want to see coal forward at all, is everybody talks about the value of coal and all of the above strategy. And I think that's true. People realize and recognize it's a valuable part of what we do. If you look at North Dakota specifically, significant economic growth, and you start to see across the country recovery from 2007 recession. So all of that's going to be driven by the need for energy, and that has to come somewhere, and so coal will play an important role for that. So, you know, coal's got its challenges, certainly. And
why? Why does coal have its challenges?
Well, coal is at times demonized by some, if you will, as it relates to emissions profiles. It's old. It's got all of these monikers that people... But the reality is, it is cleaner today. If you look at all the statistics that you have, you look at all the investments, you look at all the things that have been done, it has... So I would say mostly those challenges, they're not economic. They are not affordability. They are not technology. They are political.
They're all political.
Yeah.
And that really is where I get at educating the consumer, because there's nothing that will change the political landscape than the grassroots and individuals rising up.
Right.
And I don't believe, you know, to use the gas analogy, which I borrowed from one of my friends at the, you know, North American Coal, it's a great analogy. You know, I also believe that the whole Minnesota-North Dakota dynamic, I mean, there's been a court case over Minnesota, you know, passing legislation to say we don't want coal from North Dakota,
right.
Yet they want our electricity. So, I mean, if we're the power generator and Minnesota's the power user, we literally hold the switch, right?
We do.
We literally hold the switch. Now, if we asked every Minnesotan, okay, if you don't want our coal, that means your electricity bill will double. Are you okay with that? I don't think you'd find 10% that would say it's okay.
Historically, that's been the case, is once people begin to understand the value it provides and how to deal with the options. Now, I'm not suggesting that if you are an individual who wants to do that of your own accord for whatever purpose in your life you want to do so, I think that's you have the option and the ability to choose to do so. I would also say, though, that if the vast majority of what we're trying to do is provide affordable electricity to individuals in this region so we can continue to grow, so that they can continue to prosper and we can continue to have people move forward, then keeping affordable electricity and keeping all the choices, if you will, including coal in the mix, is the appropriate policy.
You had a keynote speaker here yesterday that we're going to chat with next hour, Alex Epstein. What I liked most about Alex is he's young, right? He's like mid-30s, and really makes kind of a really coherent argument about fossil fuels in general, and specifically about coal-based electricity. And, you know, he's writing a book that's coming out soon called Making the Moral Case for Fossil Fuels.
Right.
I think, and Mac, I'm not saying this critically, but I think the industry is so weary from playing defense that you don't get a chance to go on offense and make the case that somebody like him at mid-30s is writing a book going, wait a minute, what are you apologizing for? Coal has saved lives. Coal has made lives better. I mean,
right.
It's improved our quality of life. It's a better thing, and yet we almost like we're just swinging in the corner having to fight for, which is sad because it's a political debate, it's a regulatory debate. But what do you think about that idea of sort of, you know, getting out of the weeds, for lack of a better term, and just making the moral case for coal?
Yeah, I think Alex in his base is right, that if you really want to look around the world and talk about, or around the U.S. and talk about what's the value of energy. So we talk a little bit about, when you use Africa as a perfect example, and cooperatives right now from the U.S. are working to try to help Africa figure out where they go. What's the single largest thing that they would need to advance when you talk about malnutrition and lack of water and whatever? They need energy.
Power.
They need
yeah.
things to drive that. They need to clean their water. They need food. They need the ability to have cold storage. They need all things driven by energy. And so you need to find some way to make that clean, affordable, and be able to advance it. And today, coal still does that. And we do it, you know, hundreds of times better than we used to do as it relates to emissions cleanup and profile and efficiencies. And so, you know, we're so much better in the world today in terms of it. And I think Alex is right that at some point people need to realize the positive sides of what fossil energy brings to the world. Is there a role for us to continue to advance technologies that don't use resources? Certainly there is. Is there a reason to use fossil technologies better? Certainly there is. So if you think about this today, I mean, 800-year supply of lignite in the state of North Dakota. If you could figure out a way to make that more efficient and make it a 1,000-year supply, just by increasing the efficiency, making it better, you're at least giving somebody on this planet, and let's hope that there are people on this planet 1,000 years from now, the opportunity to enjoy some of those, the fruits of those labors as well.
And all you're talking about is an iPhone 5 going to an iPhone 6.
Right.
I mean, it's just natural evolution of technology.
Certainly.
And you know, the brainiacs, and that's the thing I love about the ingenuity of America.
Absolutely.
That's going to come. That's a no-brainer. The big thing now is politically. Yesterday, you had really a unique thing. You had Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer, all here, all taking questions. And by the way, we're going to use all of the comments of those three, plus Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Ag Commission candidate Ryan Taylor, who we caught up with today and actually got an answer to, what did you mean by a social contract? We'll air all that on Energy Matters next Tuesday. But I was struck by something. And correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the biggest, you know, challenges right now for your industry is uncertainty, right?
It is the single largest challenge for us.
Because what is the regulatory landscape going to look like in the future? Who in their right mind would invest in a major new plant, in major technology, when they don't know how you're going to be regulated, right?
Absolutely.
So that's number one. So you have members of the congressional delegation here. Congressman Cramer got up and was very passionate about, look, we've done all this. We've addressed all this. We've made the case for, you can't make decisions without, recognizing the economic impacts. And we passed it all. We've heard you. We've done it. Right?
Right.
And then you heard Senator Hovind express enormous frustration with the Senate and a piece of legislation that he and Joe Manchin have co-sponsored. Joe Manchin, a senator, Democrat, West Virginia, coal country, who gets it. And it's languishing in the Senate. And then you heard Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who sort of defended, she made the case, and we're going to play all these comments so you don't take my word for it. You hear them in their own words. She essentially said, we got to find some middle ground. Your idea, Senator Manchin, your idea, Senator Hovind, it's not going to cut it. President will veto it. It's not going to work. So that's why I'm not co-sponsoring it. Even though I'm in favor of it and I'd vote for it, I'm not co-sponsoring it, which is a head-scratcher for me. So we got to go out and craft some middle ground. Well, why is my point. Why? Why not educate the consumer on, look, your choice is $2.50 gas or $4 gas. Which one do you want? And by the way, here are the advances we're making. This is cleaner. And get the American consumer on our side, which would then bring the members of Congress on our side. Is that politically naive?
No, well, I think the other side so you got the Manchin side of it, you got the things that Senator Heitkamp is doing, or Senator Hovind's piece and Senator Heitkamp all kind of looking at this, maybe slightly different views of how you address it in terms of tackling it. I would say the entire North Dakota delegation is trying to get their arms around how do we advance this both politically and legislatively and otherwise. I think the other thing that Senator Heitkamp said yesterday, and you started this portion of the discussion off with it, is certainty. At the end of their discussion yesterday, I'd raised the question to say, and I think this is the piece that we got to be really careful about. It's not really about the next rule. It's about the fact we have dozens of them in advance of the next rule for which nobody's going to make that investment. So About 4 years ago.
Hold that thought, if you would, Mac. We're going to finish on the other side of the break. Fascinating conversation with the chairman of the board, Lignite Energy Council, Mac McLennan. More coming up from the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a PetroServe USA location near you. And the next time you have a chance, fill up at the very place that gives you choice at the pump, E15. They're innovators. There's everything from E10 all the way up to E85. I'm a big fan of E85 for this reason. Look at the price. It pencils out. I save money on every fill on my big Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. Tell you what, it's a great way to go. You know what else? They're the folks that are fueling Main Street by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA helps America feel better, and I love it. So whether you're filling up in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck or West Fargo or Moorhead or any of their locations, PetroServe USA is near you. And some great specials in October, like the Chex Mix for 99 cents, Blue Diamond Almonds, 79 cents, the Tootsie Roll Giant Twin Packs are only 89 cents, and those Deli Express $2.99 to $3.59 quarter-pound cheeseburgers, big 100% beef burgers, big Chuck Cattleman, and more. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The lights on. By the way, that's a famous song now that really changed the life of a guy by the name of Jimmy Rose, who came out of the industry, the coal industry, and what an unbelievable. I wish I had a chance to meet him yesterday, but he performed Cole keeps the lights on, gave a little talk about Cole and talked about America's Got Talent, and that was really fun, really neat yesterday, and a lot of great speakers here, and really an enjoyable time. We're going to meet another one of the keynote folks, Alex Epstein, founder and director of the Center for Industrial Progress, on his new book, Making the Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. He gave a great presentation yesterday, and looking forward to chatting with him. The chairman of the Lignite Energy Council is Mac McLennan. Mac is also the president and CEO of Minn Kota Power. Minn Kota Power, I guess we should explain to folks, is like Basin Electric.
It is.
And it's a wholesale. Your customers are the co-ops and the other entities that go to the consumer, right?
They are. So Basin serves the western half of North Dakota. We serve the eastern half of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. So over to about International Falls geographically.
We didn't give you a chance to finish your point on sort of politically where this is going and evolving. So finish where you're at before the break, before we go to our next question.
Right. So the question was, you know, what do we do as it relates to either compromise or the next set of what happens to coal in terms of development? And so one of the things that needs to happen, if you want to call this compromise, I guess you can. But one of the things we need to be thinking about is the existing fleet that we have today is 40 plus years old in the state of North Dakota. So at some point we're going to carry those on for, they have a longer useful life, and we're all making investments both on the environmental side as well as the technology side to continue to advance those, but they won't last forever. And so somewhere in this concept of we need to start developing the next generation, or put it, the next most efficient facility in, because at some point that you're going to have a generation that's suddenly not going to have those assets. And so you need to start thinking about a replacement of assets now. And this is one of the bigger challenges in debate. These are 30 and 40 year decisions in a 30 minute society, or in a
30
election,
yeah,
or an election cycle. So you people talk about the next. Well, let's wait for the next election cycle. Well, election cycles are 2 years or 4 years. We're making 30 and 40 year decisions. So when you talk about certainty and the need to ensure that people can make investments, it's because you don't have a throwaway society with utilities like you do in a lot of other cases. You know, you think about, you'd reference it before the break, you know, kind of iPhone 5, iPhone 6. Think about that. We're on the sixth version already. People have already had the first, second, third, you know, fourth kind of fit. I'm on my sixth version. I'm operating off the same power plant from 1970. You know, so it's not a throwaway society in that sense. And so,
how do you get the consumer to think about that? You know, you're having a heck of a time of getting Congress to do it, because politically it's difficult. And look, Tim Pawlenty's a friend of mine, former governor of Minnesota, neat guy. I mean, kind of guy I can, you know, text him on his cell phone. He'll text a note back when I go to D.C. He works for the Financial Roundtable now. I call him up. We go have lunch. Okay. I mean, Tim Pawlenty, as governor of Minnesota, basically said, I agree that we ought to build the Big Stone 2 power plant. I agree the day they build it and it light it up, it'll be better and cleaner. There'll be more capacity, but I can't get it done politically. And so I got to go along with a legislature that unfortunately is very scared of the environmental activist lobby. So he knew it was the wrong thing to do, but politically had to do it. The only way we change that in my mind, Mac, is if the consumer is educated.
Right.
And is the consumer going to need to have literally a power blackout to be educated about what you just described and how I've got to build another plant because I'm on iPhone 1 and we need iPhone 7-like capability? I mean, is it, and that's not unrealistic. I mean, we're dangerously close to some really major issues on the power grid reliability, are we not?
We are close. I mean, if you look at last winter and you look at what the Midwest MISO is referred to, which are the guys who try to keep reliability in this part of the country, you know, they're worried about 2016, where we have enough, you know, energy to go onto the grid and in difficult times. And so, you know, we all carry reserve margins, meaning that you know, you got extra to make sure that. But when you start tapping into your reserve margins, which we're doing in the Midwest, you start to get concerned about how do you do this long term. And it's even if you think of it, there's no quick turnaround. So permitting and so take the best resource you want to, or any resource you want to, you can't build it overnight. And so we need to be thinking about that long term. But you're right. I hope, and generally no utility is ever going to allow this to happen, which is the lights to just go out because they didn't put resources in place. I mean, that's their fundamental job, is to keep the lights on. And
but our government and our regulatory environment and the activists are making that more and more difficult every day.
Absolutely.
The consumer needs to know that.
Right.
The consumer needs to understand that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the only way that today I think people are seeing that is because you're beginning to see rates creep up. You're beginning to see the cost for doing electricity go up. You know, in our case, Minn Kota is the perfect example of this. We've seen our rates go up significantly over the last 6-7 years for compliance purposes and to meet a whole host of things. So, you know, people need to understand. The unfortunate part of that is what you don't necessarily want to use, and I certainly don't want to use, is a mechanism that says, let's do your $4 gas before people go, whew, it's time to think about what we're doing. So in advance of that, Lignite Energy Council is a good place. It's just trying to begin the process to get people educated on the teacher side. So if you look at Lignite Energy Council's teachers program to get
great
them
idea.
To realize
yep.
what we have. If you start thinking about the public education side to get people to think about where things come
just
from.
Build allies, right?
Right.
Just
absolutely.
Yeah, keep building, keep making that case, keep building those allies.
The one thing that you indicated though that I think people lose sight of is look at your phone. Your phone doesn't work off the battery in that phone. It works off the electricity that charges that
very
phone.
Good
so
point.
All things are driven by electricity.
Fascinating conversation. Thanks, Mac.
Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.